without opening your eyes, without opening your eyes, without opening your eyes, staying in that place, which is the place where truth comes from, where God is, both in and outside of you, all around you. I would like to do just a short guided meditation on the pertinent points that we've covered. Is this work, as outlined in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, what I want to do? Am I willing to go to any length, even though I may not know what that might look like, to do this work and to seek God's will? Why? Why do I need to do this work? And why would the group or person that I've chosen? Am I willing to look at and begin to admit the areas of my life where I'm being dishonest with myself and others? Am I willing to ask that which I believe in my own way, from my own heart, for an open mind and a new experience with the things that I would like to have an open mind and a new experience with? Do I believe this book is laid out to show other alcoholics precisely how to recover, and that that's the main purpose of this book? Am I willing to admit from where I am now that in and of myself, without God, that I am nothing, and that without God, I'm lost? Does my experience abundantly confirm that once I put alcohol and or drugs into my system, something happens where I lose control over the amount once I start? Am I willing to look at that with alcohol? Am I willing to look at that with drugs? Or whatever my problem might be, whatever the symptoms of my problem might be. These are the symptoms, but it's very important to have a clear first half of step one. If I'm scattered with many, many issues and many, many problems, I will continue to feel scattered. I should start with my primary symptom. Am I willing to ask God to help me fully concede to my innermost self the truth of my first step? Am I convinced that I am not like other people? Or presently, has that idea been smashed? That drunk or sober, I'm an alcoholic and I cannot manage my own life. Am I convinced that at a certain time, and I might not know when that certain time might be, how it would feel or what it would look like, that there will be no effective mental defense against the first drink or drug, and that no human being, no human power can provide that defense? And am I convinced that whatever it is that I'm powerless over, whatever the truth is in the first half of step one for me, that my defense must come from a higher power? Do I believe I'm suffering from an illness which only a spiritual experience can conquer? Do I have any other alternatives but the two on page 25 to go on the best I can, blotting out the consciousness of my situation as best I can, dying an alcoholic and/or drug-addicted life, or number two, to live on a spiritual basis? Do I have any other alternatives? Is lack of power my dilemma? And do I need a power by which I can live? Am I committed to finding out where and how to find that power? Do I now believe, or am I even willing to believe, that there is a power greater than myself that can take me beyond where I am with everything I've seen in the first step? My trouble with personal relationships, my emotional nature, my dependencies, medication, love, effectiveness, work, passion, passionate life, money, being of real help to other people, past where I am with fear. Do I believe God can take me past here? And not only do I believe, can He? Am I willing to face the doubt and reservations that I have about will He? For me, as I am, with the truth that I've seen in step one. Am I willing to face my doubt? Am I willing to ask to be shown my current agnosticism? And do I see that my current agnosticism is the same and only a reflection of the current unmanageability, the manifestations of page 52 as they are now? Can I see that that is my agnosticism? Am I willing to face my current situation, surrendered to a self-imposed crisis that I can no longer blame on anyone else or anything else, that I can no longer postpone or that I can no longer evade? Am I willing, without fear, to face the proposition that God is either everything or He's nothing, to choose that he is or to choose now that he isn't. If you're new, if you're old, if you're in between, please don't think that you can't choose either one. You can do the work from a place to be shown. You can do the work from a place that you choose God is nothing. You can choose that he isn't. You can choose to be shown. You will have a much easier time than those that think they're big-time true believers. Have I faced my doubt? Have I faced my prejudice? My worship of things, people, sentiment, money, myself, the worship I have of my mind, my ideas, my notes, what I've learned? Did I really mean what I said in my set-aside prayer? Do I really want an open mind and a new experience? Or do I want to just add to what I already know? Am I willing to abandon it all utterly? So with the work I've done up to this moment, up to this day, in the first step, body, mind, spirit. With the work I've done in the second step, with looking at what I've seen, drunk or sober, am I convinced that I'm an alcoholic and or a drug addict, or whatever your truth is, and that my life is unmanageable? Now, sober. Can I move my life past where I am, even with the amount of power I currently have? And am I willing to face at this point what I've done with grace, what I do with power, what I do with all that I've been given, and see that within the realization of the grace of God in my life, whether it's one day or 25 years, that in the middle of the realization of the grace of God in your life is where a fearless first step will be. If there's any fear left to face the proposition that God is everything or nothing, then there's a piece of self that has a reservation about alcohol. Because if you're afraid of drinking again, if you're afraid of facing any of this stuff, you will not meet the condition that says you must fearlessly face the proposition God is everything or nothing. And if there is fear, am I willing to look through it and see that there's a part of self that believes I, without God, can do something about those fears? Am I really convinced that no human power can relieve what I suffer from? No human power. And am I willing to believe that God not only can, but that he will for me if I seek him? And do I believe God will give me the power to seek him? Am I convinced that my life run on my will is not successful? With the power, with the grace that I've been given, if I've clearly seen the unmanageability that I currently have, if I've really seen the current agnosticism that I have, am I willing to believe that God can and will for me take me past where I am, and that my life as I currently am, when I'm running on self-will, outside of God's will, doesn't work? can I see clearly that selfishness and self-centeredness is the root of what I suffer from? And that driven by 100 forms of fear, self-delusion, self-seeking, and self-pity, I step on the toes of my fellows and they retaliate, and that I make decisions based on self at some time in the past, which has placed me in a position to be hurt, confused, and baffled, and at the same time that suffering has created a desire to move past where I am, to be moved past where I am. Can I see the freedom in the fact that my troubles are of my own making, and that I am not a victim of the things that I've seen in that unmanageability, in that agnosticism, in that list of areas where I'm running my life on self-will, which will become my inventory? And I would like to ask that anyone who would like to join us after the decision, that we begin the third step prayer together. And this decision is the how and the why of it. And first of all, they will tell me why I need to make this decision. And the reason I need to make this decision is because playing God doesn't work. And how do I make this decision? I simply decide that from hereafter, from this place, with what I've seen in the work up to this point, in the weekend up to this point, in my sobriety up to this point, I have seen that playing God doesn't work, and I'm ready to decide that from hereafter, I would like God to be my director in ways that I might not even know. And I would like to be an actor who wants to quit trying to be a director. I would like to be an agent of God and have Him be my principal. And I would like to be His child, and I would like Him to be my father. And am I willing to face and be rid of any old ideas I have about those principles and really make this decision? What would I like my father to be? What does that mean to me? What would I like my director to be? How would I like to act? How would I like to be? How would I like to be directed? What would it mean for me to be his agent? What does it mean for to be an agent of God? Is it an honor? Is it arrogant? Is it possible? Is it a reality? And to really be a child of God, if that idea could go from your head to your heart, that you are a child of God, you will never, ever have a problem with low self-esteem ever again. Because there's nothing you could ever do, get, accomplish, have, earn, work for, more than the realization in your heart that you are a child of God. Third step prayer. God,
I offer myself to thee, to build with me, to do with me as thou wilt. Lead me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness
to those I would
help, of thy power, thy love, and thy
way of life.
May I do thy will always.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Mark Houston.